We have an issue. Sometimes this happens, and it happens on all the shows.
Mm.
Sometimes there is an in-house problem within a show.
Sure.
Tonight is a perfect example of that. There's something happening that's really...
Someone went rogue.
It's disturbing the force within this show.
Mm.
It's not good. I think when a decision is made by one of us that could affect the chemistry, it could affect the look of the show. I think there should be a discussion before these decisions are made. It just, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't go and, get a mohawk wig and glue it to my head without discussing it with you guys first.
I'm not going to bleach my hair blonde.
Don't do it without talking to me first.
No, I'm not going
to
do it.
Right? We got to think about each other here. That didn't happen today. Today, somebody cared more about themselves than us.
That's
true. And I don't even know if I could say that. Because if they really cared about themselves, they wouldn't have done what they did. Ryan Adams.
Yes, sir.
What the hell's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? No.
What are you alluding to, number one?
First of all, I'm not alluding to anything.
No, I mean, what is Johnny alluding to when you say...
Oh, my porn stash. Absolutely.
Don't call it a porn stash, first of all.
I'm calling it what 19 other people have called it today.
Well, they lied to you because nobody's having sex with you like that. Nobody!
Well, maybe they'll start now.
You think?
Maybe.
I didn't think about that. Now, look, I rocked the stash about 3 years ago, but I did it for... we had a company...
Movember?
Yeah, the Movember. We were growing out mustaches, to support men's health and everything with that. And it was funny. Everybody was doing it. Like, Drew had one. Everybody, Galvin had a big crazy one. Everybody's rocking. I think Moe's the only one that just kept his regular facial hair. He's like, I got a mustache. And then you have a beard and a mustache. But everybody participated. It was fun. But there's no reason why this should have happened.
Mm.
I look on Facebook when I get home from the day job today, and I see the selfie king. He's doing the look away selfie.
Yep.
You know, he's taking his own picture, but he's looking off to the side, and he says, I did a thing today, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm like, did he have sex with the man finally? And I didn't even notice the mustache.
That's next on my list, by the way.
Well, you might as well at this point, because you're fully Freddie Mercury'd out, because that was the first thing I thought when I saw you.
That's a compliment, man. Thank you.
It is not a compliment.
He's dead from AIDS.
Oh, boy. Not really related to the mustache. I don't think. Maybe. Tell us why.
Yeah, what went through your head? Why did you say, you know what? So, I'm going to leave a mustache.
Why, though?
Well, this time every year, I normally shave my entire facial hair off because it's too goddamn hot to maintain it. And then I just decided I've never, ever shaved down to just a mustache. And, my dad rocks a pretty sweet mustache. So
oh, boy.
I figured, let me try looking like the old pops because, you know, it's my pops.
Homage to your dad.
There you go.
Well, you know, your dad is how old?
He's 59, just turned 59.
Yeah, you know what? Mustache kind of works on a 59-year-old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or Officer Dangle.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's who you look like.
Yeah.
You're part of Reno, like the B team.
He looks like he should be wearing really high of the thigh khakis, and he should be writing all of us a speeding ticket as we leave the parking lot today.
I can make the khaki thing happen tomorrow night.
No! If that mustache is still here tomorrow, we're shaving that bitch off on the air.
Listen, I'll tell you what.
I'm bringing razors.
I have a opposite point of view here. I like his mustache. I think it's a good look. However, if he's going to keep the mustache, you have to get clothes that fit you.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
You can't wear, we got to get you a pair of Levi's 514s.
Okay.
A pair of Jordans.
You got to go full hipster.
And just a regular black t-shirt or something.
I mean, if you guys want to fit the bill for all this, I'll wear whatever the hell you bring into the studio.
What size
waist? Why don't you just pawn that sweet gold chain?
Because it's sentimental.
No, he's got to leave the gold chain if he's got the mustache.
Oh, good point, dude. My bad. You need a bigger one, actually.
What size waist are you?
38.
I might have something for you.
Okay. All right. Maybe some ballet shoes.
I promise you guys, anything you bring in, I will wear.
You know what would really look good on you with that mustache?
What's that?
A man.
If you bring a man into the studio, we can make that happen.
All right. This There's is two, my only here. Proposition. Please do not shave it down anymore so that you have a little baby stash right in the center. That's going to make me feel very very uncomfortable.
She is Jewish, so yeah, you can't break it down to just the middle stash. It's a bad look. It was ruined years ago. It was probably a very popular mustache.
Remember
before.
When Jordan tried to bring it back in the Hanes commercial?
No, he did it to prove a point. I'm Michael Jordan, and I'll rock a Hitler mustache, and guess who's going to say something? Nobody.
Everybody said something. Are you kidding me?
He behind so his back.
No, he didn't.
But Ryan's over here rocking his goddamn Jim Croce look.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Well, look at just Google Jim Croce. Creepy stash.
Is it spelled crotchy, but pronounced
no,
Croce?
No. What's going to hit you in the mouth is a man's crotchy. You don't know who Jim Croce is?
I've never even heard the name.
Really? Good even Lord, I know.
Bad Leroy Brown, Time in a Bottle. Other songs? Oh, yeah, dude. Jim Croce had to rock the stash, though, because...
To be honest with you, I thought his last name was Crochet.
It's Croce. Crochet! The guy could sing and knit like a bitch.
Sounds better than Croce.
Oh, hell yeah. What? You liking it?
I'm proud to rock that.
If you had that mustache, I would have a lot more respect for you.
His is pretty full, though.
This guy's grown his mustache out. This is a guy that decided to shave down to a mustache and then just let it grow out.
Yeah, but look, this guy's also like a folk rock icon. He can pretty much, well, he's dead. But back then, he got laid like that a lot.
Well, that's never going to be me.
Aww.
All of that. I just feel like you're giving up.
Not giving up. I'm trying something new.
It's not good. You're creeping me out.
Look, Will cut his hair. He's not wearing tank tops.
Can you take a picture of him and put it up on something?
I mean, yeah, I've already put it on my Instagram.
Okay, we need the B-holes to vote here. We need a poll. I'll do it right now from the Johnny B Show's Twitter page. Seriously.
I will say this in your defense.
My defense?
About 90% of the people that have seen this have hated it. My wife's almost left me.
You know why? I will tell you, it's a very simple reason. Because they have eyes. And it's horrible.
I think I've had like 3 people actually say something nice about it.
You know what? I almost get the vibe that you wanted this attention. Like you were craving attention. And you thought, what can I do on a Wednesday, on a slow hump day, to get these people looking at my beautiful face and these eyes, though?
You got me.
Well, it worked.
You totally got me.
Whole segment about your stupid face.
I forgot to actually put the hashtag, give me all the attention. I didn't put that hashtag. I should have.
Well, the selfie of you looking away pretty much says that.
Yeah.
We need to know, is this a mistake? Ladies, we have probably more female listeners than anybody, especially this time slot. I mean, come on, look at us, right? I mean, why wouldn't they listen? Is Ryan making a mistake here? Because you're a girl, right, Anna?
I guess.
What do you think? Like, if you... Mustache, no mustache. Not just on Ryan, on any man that you might like.
Depends on the guy, but to be honest with you, literally in the last few minutes, I've just been staring at his face. It's grown on me.
Oh, God.
I think I like it. It has a lot of character. Everybody kind of has the full facial beard, mustache look like you, and like I feel like Drew and John and Seth, they all have that similar look. Same with kind of Will, where he's a little patchy.
You mean we have good facial hair?
Right, exactly. But this sets Ryan apart.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy with the stash.
Exactly. Look, some people can rock the stash.
It's growing on me.
I just started rocking it today. I haven't even had time to rock it. It's been like 12 hours since I rocked it.
Johnny, why don't you take a picture for the Johnny B Show Instagram and then put the poll up and let people vote?
I'm doing a poll on the Johnny B Show's Twitter right now.
Yes, very good.
I mean, it goes hand in hand with the gold chain. It's almost like it needed to happen. This is your evolution.
Yeah.
This is your transformation.
We're going to get him a pair of Clark's Desert boots. We're going to get him some slacks and just a button-down shirt. He's just going to look European.
I say a leisure suit. Gold chain, no shirt underneath.
I'm liking all of
pointy
this.
Pointy toe shoes.
I'm a brand new man.
Take the button down on that polo.
Yeah, bring it down.
Yeah, so thank you, Will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have chest hair?
I do. About 6 of them, but I do.
Wow. Let me see. Yeah, that'll work.
That's some hair.
Chain hangs a little bit.
All right, the poll is up now.
Oh, you need to take a picture of him like that.
Yeah.
That's the full look.
Down.
It's on the Johnny B Show's Twitter, at Johnny B Show. Should Scrum Ryan Radio shave the hashtag porn stash? You have 3 choices. Yes, no, or who cares? Let's see who wins. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I just think that we should be filled in on this before, you know.
Before any drastic changes are made.
This is, I'm gonna go vote right now on it.
Seriously. This is horrible. Like, this guy, Lionel Richie, rocked this stash. Like, I wouldn't even know what, like, I saw the Commodores, like, a video, like one video where he didn't have the mustache. Didn't look right.
Same with, like, Alex Trebek. Like, they have famous stashes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Part of the look. But, again, it's growing on me. Every minute I look at it.
It looks like it's meant to be there now. At first, it's jarring, you know,
Yeah, I don't even remember what he looks like without it now. I feel like it's seared on my brain.
Yeah. I like it. I should totally think you should keep it, Ryan.
Thanks, buddy.
Here's another famous mustache. Works for this guy. Geraldo Rivera works for him. What artist is this, Ryan Adams, with the big mustache?
I really don't know.
Santana.
Jewel Santana.
Whoever was on the line hung up. Impatient bitch.
Huh. Well, yeah, John said that I looked like the guy from the electrician from the Village People.
Oh, you know, the Village People were all gay. Not that it's a bad thing.
Allegedly.
No, I think they were.
Trent Ferguson said to send him a picture.
Oh, boy. By the way, man. Mad props to Trent Ferguson on that last running video. Four point something miles.
Great stuff.
Man, the form that guy has. Excellent.
We got.
I wish I could run.
Yeah.
Only thing I want to know is he's posting how long, like the distance. You're blind, dude. How do you know? Seriously.
He's got some.
Maybe he tells him. Maybe it's a trainer, dude.
Yeah, maybe the trainer is just trying to be nice. Maybe the trainer's being nice. Maybe, what if it's not even a treadmill? What if he's just outside on a shopping cart? I love him. All right, let's take a break. I don't want to talk about your stupid stash anymore.
Hey, man. You know?
I'm just kidding. Johnny B. Show, who's this? Hey.
Hello. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, this is Ryan Adams. You want to talk to Johnny?
No, Johnny, I want to talk to you, brother. This is B-hole Ralph, who wears khakis and dons a mustache.
Hell yeah, Ralph. Hell yeah, Ralph. What's up, buddy? So, look, I love our openly gay listeners. So what's going on, pal?
I haven't had that problem yet because I'm finished with all the women in the world.
Oh, yeah, Ralph. So are you trying to come to the defense of Ryan and his horrible decision he made?
I sure am, brother, man. Let me tell you. You know, I think his khakis are in, his mustache is in. Nah. It goes years and years without it even being in or out of style. I'm telling you. I got the women.
The check's in the mail, Ralph. Johnny.
No.
Hey, so I love you guys. I'm driving. That's why I didn't hang up last time. I just, you know,
got
out of cell sites. Love you guys. I'm listening all
love
night.
Love you too.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Bye, pal.
Thanks, Ralph.
Bye. All righty. All right. Fine. We'll let you keep it for a day.